Thank the Lord God Almighty for the blessed opportunity that He has given all of us, to come before His holy, holy presence. I honestly am saying, I just wish the singing went on and on and on, and including the Malayalam singing and the English singing. My heart is still full of joy. I want to jump. I want to dance. I'm just containing myself, full of joy. I think all of us must have felt we are in heaven. We have experienced the presence of the Lord, and that is all we have desired. Amen. Hallelujah. May the Lord bless you, singers and musicians, in the days to come for His glory, not only in IPAS, but across the globe for His glory. Hallelujah. So this morning we read from Psalms 1. Psalms 1, we can see two categories of people, a godly people and an ungodly people. There are only these two types of people in the world even today. There are only these types of people, maybe even in the church sometimes you can find these two types of people, godly people and ungodly people. So, Psalms 1, in our lifetime, we would have heard it how many number of times? We would have read it in our daily devotion how many number of times? But what I'm going to share with you today, what the Lord gave me in my heart to share you from Psalms 1 is only this, the distinction or the difference between the godly and the ungodly. All of us desire to be godly. Jesus Christ is our righteousness. We stand complete in Him. So naturally, the righteousness of Christ is upon us. The garment of Christ is upon us. We have put on the Lord Jesus Christ. We have put on His righteousness. Definitely then we should be godly, correct? Yes, the answer is right to a great, great, great extent. However, let us go to the scriptures for the answer. More than me telling you the scripture, more than you telling me the answer, let us see what the scripture gives us the answer about how is the godly person and how is the ungodly person. Colossians, when we turn to Colossians chapter 3, we must understand, from this we will understand our old self. Before we became born again, before we were baptized in the water, before we were baptized in the Holy Spirit, before we received the fullness of the Holy Spirit, what kind of a condition were we? What kind of a state were we once we accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior? We will understand from Colossians. Paul, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, is writing a letter to the church. Understand, when I'm speaking to you, you must understand that this epistle, this letter, is not to the Hindus or the Gentiles or the unbelievers. Paul is writing this letter to the church, to the believers filled with the Spirit, who are baptized in water and in the Spirit. You must understand that. And from that context, I am going to share with you. Colossians chapter 3, verse 1, Paul says, if then, so that people can understand in Malayalam, I request to be read in Malayalam. Someone can read in Malayalam. I'm there anyway to read in English. 3, verse 1 and 2. Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. Amen. 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 Next verse 2. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. But here it is mentioned, if then you were raised with Christ. Today we are all people who will confess one thing or who will accept one thing, that we were raised with Christ. All of us here are raised with Christ. We admit that. So Paul is writing to those people who were raised with Christ. That's why I said he's not written to the unbelievers. That's very clear. So since you and me are raised with Christ, what kind of people should we be? He's saying, seek those things which are from above. Hallelujah. Further he says, since you were raised with Christ, you must set your mind on things above and not on things of the earth. Amen. This is one of the distinctions of a true child of God. He will be mindful of the things that is related with the kingdom of God more than the things that's related of the earth. focus should be more of that. The earthly things, God will give us wisdom. He'll help us. But don't give too much of attention to that. Keep on serving the Lord. Keep on focusing your attention on the Lord God Almighty. You must understand one thing. He is saying this, which means, why is he telling you must seek up things above? Why is he telling set your mind on things on earth? Which means he might have come across certain people in the church at Colossae. They confess to the world that they are born again Christians. But looks like their focus was not on heavenly things, but their focus might have been on the earthly things. That's why he's encouraging them, he's advising them, admonishing them to focus on things above and give importance to please God the Father. Because when you give God the Father importance, he is pleased, and the rest we know. Further, so from this we understand, one thing I understood was, in this world, there are two kind of people, I already told. And even in the church, there could be people who all people may not be. I'm saying may not be. I may be wrong. May not be fully focused on things that is pertaining to the kingdom of heaven. You know one thing? God, for everything, for God, Satan is the enemy of God. If there is a good, there is an evil. If there is a nice person, there is a bad person. If there is someone who does good things, there is a person who does bad things. For every good, you must understand that Satan will ensure that there is a counterfeit to that work. You must understand that. So here, if there are people who are focused on things above, understand Satan's goal is somehow to mislead them and change their or divert their focus into focusing on earthly things, into focusing of personal things or of the things of the earth, and so that their focus will be away from the kingdom of God. You must understand one thing, as we read in Psalms 1, godly and ungodly. You know, take our body, take our physical body. We are children of God, we are born again. Are you saying that you are fully walking according to your spirit 24/7 all the days of your life since you were born again and baptized in water and baptized in the spirit? The scripture says the flesh works against the spirit and the spirit works contrary to the flesh. There is our Christian life is a warfare against the invisible enemy. That is right. But there is an inward warfare within ourselves going on. The spirit is asking you to pray. The flesh is saying, no, I want to do something else. The spirit is asking you to devote time before the Lord reading the word. The flesh is saying, no, I got to take care of many other things. There is a constant warfare within yourself. There is a conflict. We must not forget that. We must not forget that. There is a conflict within ourselves. So when the Spirit of the Lord leads you to love others, the flesh will want you to be selfish. There is a conflict within yourself. So from this scripture, what I would like to highlight is this. What happens is, it is true, Paul is saying it is true that Christ Jesus will return again to gather us and all his faithful ones across the globe. One day he will come. He will gather us to his kingdom. There is no doubt about that. But if you have to appear with him in glory, with Christ Jesus, when he appears, there should be nothing that hinders you. Anything that hinders you or my life, while we are alive, it is an opportunity for us not to continue in that, but to get rid of all those evil things from our life. Now, what are the evil things I'm talking about that can hinder our appearance in glory with Christ Jesus when he appears? Understand, he's writing this to the believers. We too are believers. What is written to them is applicable to you and me. If you have seen certain cases there, he's asking us, be alert, don't be deceived. Verse 5, he's giving 5 items there to remove from your life. In other words, he's saying, put to death. He's saying, put to death your members. Colossians chapter 3, verse 5. Amen. Yes. So, put to death your members. Now, what are the members? Initially, when I read the members before I continued further, I thought maybe my mind or my hands, my legs, you know, in other words, maybe God is telling me, you know, be disciplined. That is what I thought in the beginning. But then when I went further, fornication. You go home. Find out the meaning by yourself. Don't learn from others, and I'm also not going to teach you what is fornication. Go home and find out. Uncleanness. Jesus Christ is holy and clean, so uncleanness is not the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Fornication is not the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Passion, evil desire. Anything with evil has nothing to do with our God, nothing to do with us because we are holy people. Holy people, it has nothing to do with us. Covetousness, be content with whatever God has given you. Don't covet for anything that God has not given you. Just be satisfied. Covetousness, a sense of contentment. You're satisfied, trusting the Lord that this is all the Lord wanted to give you. Trust in the Lord at all times, for only He has the best plans for you. Be happy in that situation. Be faithful. If you're faithful in small things, He will entrust you greater things. That is not enough. But upon such people, what Paul is telling, the spirit of disobedience is upon them. Understand, before we were saved, what was our condition? We were enemies of God. The spirit of disobedience was ruling us. So that is what he's saying to the people who are churchgoers. Believe me, churchgoers is saying, the wrath of the Lord is soon coming upon the spirit, the sons of disobedience. Therefore, remove this so that it should not be your and my hindrance when Christ appears in all glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Further, verse 8, again he gives a list of 4 or 5 items. And that 100%, we must remove that. Malayalathil onnu vaikkamo, Colossians 3, verse 8. Amen. Amen. Why? Anyonyam, why poshku varayirudhu? Onnu continue cheyamo. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. God is telling you, Paul is telling, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, to you and me and to the church at Colossae, this is what he's saying. So that you are not hindered to appear with Christ when he returns, remove anger from your life. Remove wrath from your life. What else? Malice, blasphemy, or slander. Filthy language out of your mouth. Why? Verse 9 says, do not lie to one another. Why? Because you have put off the old self. You have put on the new man who has been created according to the image of his creator. He has been renewed in his knowledge. So since we have put on the new man, put off the old self from your life. Anger, is it the fruit of the spirit? No. You know one thing. When I was at Ahmedabad, when I was at Madras, when I was at Ernakulam, and when I am now in US, one common thing I've heard from many servants of the Lord, many servants of the Lord, they may be leaders in the Pentecostal leaders. Leaders, I'm saying. They publicly say, "Enikku oru problem illa, oru koravu illa, oru problem ullu desham, munkobam. I am short-tempered." And there are people, they laugh, ha, 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 ha. One thing I want to tell you, if you come across anyone who says, I have anger, you know what you have to say? Snehathode, snehathode. Vajanam namale padipikkunnunde, snehathode, oru weak brother ne handle cheyanam, snehathode, out of love. He's our brother, redeemed by the blood of Christ. Don't condemn him. Don't ignore him. Don't isolate her. With love, snehathode, you can win mountains. You can move mountains with love. When someone comes to you and says, I have anger, any good problem with anger, snehathode para kunye, sahodara sahodri, are the fruit of the spirit ano. Make him read Galatians 5:21-22. Make him read. Ippa vaikanda. Make him read, or her read. Idu njan ketende achievedu senior leaders Pentecostal idha parayna publicly. No, if they are ashamed to ഇഫ് ദേ സ്റ്റീൽ വിൽ ദേ പബ്ലിക്ലി സേ ഐ സ്റ്റോൾ, എനിക്കൊരു പ്രോബ്ലം ഉള്ളു, ഞാൻ മോഷണം ഒരു പ്രോബ്ലം ഉള്ളൂ എന്ന് പറയുമോ? ഇല്ല. ഇഫ് ദേ മർഡർ വിൽ ദേ സേ എനിക്കൊരു പ്രോബ്ലം ഉള്ളു, ഐ എം 100% റൈറ്റ്, ബട്ട് വൺ പ്രോബ്ലം, ഐ എം എ മർഡറർ, വിൽ ദേ കോൾ ഔട്ട് ദേ ആർ എ മർഡറർ, ഓർ ദേ ഹാവ് സ്റ്റോളൻ, ഓർ ദേ ആർ സ്പീക്കിംഗ് ഫിൽത്തി തിങ്സ് ഔട്ട് ഓഫ് ദ മൗത്ത്, ഓർ ദേ ആർ തിങ്കിങ് ഫിൽത്തി, ഇതൊന്നും ദേ വിൽ നോട്ട് കോൾ ഔട്ട്. ആങ്കർ എന്തോ സംഭവം, ഇറ്റ്സ് അക്സെപ്റ്റഡ് ഇൻ ആർ കമ്മ്യൂണിറ്റി. ഡോണ്ട് പാമ്പർ, നോ, ഗീവ് ദ സെയിം ട്രീറ്റ്മെൻറ്റ് ഫോർ ആങ്കർ, ദ സെയിം ട്രീറ്റ്മെൻറ്റ് യു വുഡ് ഹാവ് ഗിവൺ ടു എ പേഴ്സൺ ഹു ഇസ് എ തീഫ്, ഹു ഇസ് എ മർഡറർ. You're getting me? I know you're getting me. So, don't pamper that person. On the contrary, tell him, brother, sister, anger is not the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Adu parayumba, understand, you can get brickbats. That person can get angry at you. But who knows, since you are approaching with love, and since you are relying on the Holy Spirit to give you wisdom to handle that person might accept. That person might accept. Just because he's an angry person doesn't mean you should not tell the truth. Say. Sahodara, that is not the fruit. So remove anger from your life. Don't pamper that. Now, one simple, you know, when I was preparing last night on this, suddenly from nowhere, God gave me one illustration or an incident. Actually, it was good for an object lesson. I wish the kids had done that, but it's okay. It's only when the Holy Spirit reveals they have to say. It's a very simple thing I'm going to say, but it's significant, it's important in our practical life. Kartav, ida ende manasil thannathu. Think there are two glass. Crystal, plain, clear glass. We can see what is inside. One glass is full of clear, crystal, beautiful, lovely water, which we drink. It will refresh us. It will be nourishment to our bones. It will cherish us. We'll be strong. Beautiful glass. At the same time, there is another glass. This is 100% full. And there is another glass. The lowest, just imagine that glass is 99% empty. Okay? One glass is full, the other glass is 99% empty. So imagine the lowest layer of that glass is filled with dirt. Okay. Now this is 99% full of clear water. You put the dirt in the clear water, and if I give you, will you drink? No. It is contaminated. It's no more pure. In the same way, the 99% of water, if you pour in the glass, which is 1% of dirt, and I give you, my friend, you're my best friend, please have this, will you drink? No. Not because you hate me. You are not drinking that glass which I offered to you, not because you hate me, but for your own health, for your own safety. And God has given you understanding and wisdom what to say yes for and what to say no for. In the same way, anger may be the only one thing that is in your life. 99% you are full of the Spirit of God and the gifts of the Holy Spirit is being manifest through you 24/7. But this one anger is the dirt which can contaminate your holy Christian life and make you contaminated and impure. This is the practical lesson that God taught me out of these two simple illustrations. And I said, oh Lord, yes, how true. Man, get rid of anger, wrath, malice, slander, blasphemy, filthy language out of the mouth. Why? Because we have put off the old man. We are new creation in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Okay, so I highlighted to you the ungodly part. Now you can distinguish. You examine yourself, okay? When the scriptures is coming to you and me, we must examine. Is any of these items in my life? Don't answer anyone but yourself. Go home and read again. Ensure if there is anything in you, this is what we read, unwanted things. Have the humility to remove it from your life so that you are not hindered to appear with Christ Jesus when he appears. Have the humility. Now let's see the sign of a new man. Colossians chapter 3 verse 12 onwards. It will show you once you are born again, once you are baptized in the Spirit and baptized in the water, it will show you what. It will show you how a new man is supposed to be. What are the qualities you and me must possess or have during our Christian walk with God? What are the qualities? Colossians chapter 3, verse 12, it is said. Malayalathil onnu vaikkamo, please. Continue, please. What, 17? 17. Amen. വാക്കിനാലോ ക്രിയനാലോ എന്ത് ചെയ്താലും സകലം കർത്താവ് യേശുവിൻ്റെ നാമത്തിൽ. ആമേൻ, ആമേൻ, ആമേൻ. സോ വാട്ട് എ ബ്യൂട്ടിഫുൾ ലെസൺ ഗോഡ് ഇസ് ടീച്ചിങ് അസ് ത്രൂ ദി സ്ക്രിപ്ചർ. വേറെ എങ്ങും പോകണ്ട, ഗൂഗിളൊന്നും ചെയ്യണ്ട, കൊലോസ്യൻസ് 3:12 വായിച്ചാൽ മതി ടു അണ്ടർസ്റ്റാൻഡ് എങ്ങനെയാ പുതിയ മനുഷ്യൻ. വെൻ വി ആർ ബോൺ അഗെൻ വി ആർ എ ന്യൂ സൃഷ്ടി, വി സേ വി ആർ എ ന്യൂ ക്രിയേഷൻ. കൊലോസ്യൻസ് 3:12 പറയുന്നുണ്ട്, സിൻസ് യു ആർ ദ ഇലക്ട് ഓഫ് ഗോഡ്, I encourage you, henceforth when you see each other, dhairyamayittu para, elect of God, holy and beloved. This is our title. We are elect of God, holy and beloved. But Paulus parayunnundu, since you are the elect of God, there is something you need to have. It's not enough. The theoretical knowledge will not help. You need to have a practical experience. Theory and practice rendu orumichu verumba excellent result aayirikkum. So put on tender mercies. Hallelujah. Tender mercies, Brady. Put on tender mercies. Mercy matrala. Kartha paranjathu mercy alla. Mercies. Thousands and thousands of mercies. You have to show mercy not just one time. Njan parayna, till your last breath or till the rapture, keep on showing mercy. Mercies. Adu mercy engena irikanam? Tender. Tender. Hallelujah. Tender. What does tender mean? Tender means gentle. It will not hurt you. You will love a person who is tender. I always long to be with people who are tender. Why? They will not hurt you. They are full of love. They are full of kindness. They are gentle. You have a sense of security with them. You know, he is your well-wisher. He will not misunderstand you. He will not hurt you. He will not speak against you. If he smiles in front of you, he'll smile for you even behind your back. You will, that is tender. Tender mercies. Fill quality of a Christian, a newborn child of God is tender mercies. Oru udaharanam parayam, oru example parayam. Maybe Brady may not understand, but I'll give a simple illustration about this tender. Okay, so we are from Kerala. You know what Kerala means? Land of coconuts. Okay? Land of coconuts. Okay. You know, coconut, now, coconut na parayam, but there is a coconut which is called tender coconut. And there are other coconuts, it is not called tender coconut. Coconut patti PhD cheda aalkarakku ivide irupponde. You can ask them, they will tell you, there are people who have done research about coconuts. After the meeting, ask them, what is the difference between tender coconut and the other coconut? You know, if there is a tender coconut and if there are hard coconuts, people will prefer the tender coconut. When they go to the store or when they go to a person on the wayside selling coconuts, because of the heat, they want to replenish their body with fluids, they will ask for this tender coconut. You know what's the beauty of the tender coconut, Brady? It is very soft. It won't harm your teeth. It is easy to chew. Easy to chew. And the juice, lovely, refreshing. Nourishing to your bones. It will give you comfort and coolness. It's a coolant for your body. But at the other side, there are hard nuts, hard coconuts. If you break that, no one wants it. It's difficult to chew, difficult to bite. You may not get any juice in that. It is a deceiver. We think it will satisfy you. You will take it, but it's a deceiver. It will give you pain. It will destroy your teeth. That's why people go for this tender coconuts. In the same way, be full of tender mercies. Tender mercies. Ayyo, ethrayo unda, njan onne cover cheyidullallo, time aayillo. Oh God, I wish God stops that time for me. Okay, whatever. We have to go, no problem. Tremadi aayirikkum. Okay, tender mercies. So now you know. I know you are all intelligent people. You're all wise people. Even children like this, ee front row la irikkunna kunjangal vare, they have understood. It's time for me to go and sit. I know it. Humility. Humility. Tender mercies matra alla. Humility. Who was an example of humility? Jesus Christ. Oru notathil, he could have reduced the people who put him in trial and the soldiers who mocked him, he could have reduced them to ashes. There is so much power in his stare. The power of his stare made Peter repent. When he came out, he saw Peter and that stare. Peter got it. He was full of remorse. He wept and cried. That's all. If we have become angry, it's, you know, one thing. Don't proclaim that you are a person of anger. But this is what you have to do. Lord, thettipoyi shamikane kartave. Adu mathramalla deshathile I can hurt people who have come. I must go and apologize to them. Sahodara, sahodri. Kobathile arinjo ariyado. I've said something, you got hurt. Enne shamikaname kartavante naamathile. You know, we must. That is a sign of a new man. That is the sign of a true child of God. Gentle, kind, bearing with one another, forgiving one another, loving one another. Oh, further ezhuthirikkunnu, put on love, which is the bond of perfection. Innale Joe Vainara samsarichappam. Before Joe gave the main message, you remember I gave the scriptures? Joe, you know one thing, when I was preparing, I was kartave. See scriptures and what, when I was preparing, I said, Lord, it's so connected, correlated with what you said yesterday night. Oh my gosh, see how the Spirit is working. I didn't know what you were speaking. That's the work of the Spirit. What did he speak? Count it all joy when you have trials, that be filled with joy so that it will help you to persevere and become perfect or spiritually mature, and so that you lack nothing. And further he said, John 16:24, he said, you haven't asked anything to me. Again, when we ask, it should be in the name of the Father so that he gets the glory. It's so correlated with my message today. Amen. Hallelujah. So this is it. And even as Christ forgave you. So, Pinne, I'm a person who like to complain. Honestly. Are you exempt from that? Maybe. May not be. Never mind. I don't want an answer from you or me. But God is teaching us through Paul. Those people who have complaints against another, ningal endha cheyanam? God is telling in words 13, bearing, if anyone has a complaint against another, idha ningal cheyende, even as Christ forgave you, so also you must do. Brady, if I have a complaint against you, the word of God is telling me, as a Christian, as a new man, I have a complaint against you, but even as Christ forgave me, I must forgive you. So what, Lord? He is the one who has given me trouble, and you're asking me to forgive him? Is it easy? No, it's not easy. But if you do that, you are a new man. Amen? Hallelujah. One more word, and I will sit down. Verse 17, whatever you do in word or deed, devanamathil, ningal endu cheyalum, in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. If you are singers, musicians, if you are singing or if you are playing music, you are doing not for appreciation from men, but you are doing it all in the name of the Lord Jesus. If you are hospitable, you're doing it in the name of the Lord Jesus. If you're having a prayer meeting at your home, you're doing it in the name of the Lord Jesus. Whatever you do, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Because when you do out of sincerity, when you do out of wholeheartedly, when you do it for the Lord Jesus, you know one thing, verse 24 says that you will receive the reward of the inheritance. You have an inheritance. Verse 23, vyaktamayittu parayunnunda, whatever you do, do to the Lord and not to men. You and me have a responsibility in the church. You and me have a sisrusha ministry in church. It may be a small role or it may be a major role. Understand one thing, you are not doing unto men, but you are doing unto the Lord. What is the sign that you are doing unto the Lord? If I am preaching now unto the Lord, if I am thinking, I will not expect appreciation from you. I will not expect applause from you. I will not expect recognition from you, because the word of God is faithful. When he sees you are sincere, when he sees you are faithful, he will recognize you. That is more important. That is more important. You need to be applauded by God and not by men. You need to be recognized by God and not by men. Amen. Whatever you do, do it without complaining or grumbling or murmuring. If you God sees you are faithful in small things, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You know the rest. Hallelujah. He will entrust you greater things. All that God sees is your heart. The world, you may die for the church. You may sweat for the church. You may toil for the church. But even if the church does not pay any attention to you, do not be disheartened. Do not complain. Do not say, oh, no one is noticing me. Of course, when you need help, you can take their help. You can take their assistance. But as far as recognition, understand one thing. If you're seeking recognition from men, then you're not doing unto the Lord, but you're doing so that you get appreciation from men, which is fundamentally wrong for a true Christian. So a sign of a true Christian is he will do it in the name of the Lord, for his glory, and without expecting anything in return. Amen. Hallelujah. One word which is dangerous for us, especially the complacent Christians. There are many Christians who think their ways are the ways of God, who think their thoughts are the thoughts of God, who think when they say something, God will align himself to their sayings, or God will align his thinking to their thinking. Mistake. Complacency. Do not be deceived by Satan. What if there is a reward for your good things, for whatever you have done in the name of the Lord, small or major, in the church or anywhere? Understand one thing, when you do something wrong, verse 26 or 25, verse 25, if you do something wrong, you will be repaid. Oh gosh, that is dangerous. We don't have to be in that place, okay? Forget the past. Whatever happened has happened. In future, unintentionally, if you do wrong, 100% God will excuse that. It is unintentional. But if you have done anything intentionally, wrong intentionally, that is what is addressed here. Just like you have a reward for the good things, if you have intentionally done wrong, thoughts, words, deeds, whatever, you will be repaid. Who is repaying? Not the men, not the pastor, not your husband or wife. Because if they repay, it will be still mild. But we do not want to be repaid by the Lord. The last line says, he is not partial. For the good things he knows to reward you. So this is, he's not written to the unbelievers. He's written to the church, to us. Coming back to Psalms 1, I wanted to distinguish between the ungodly and the godly. Psalms 1:6 says, for the Lord knows the ways of the righteous, but the ways of the ungodly will perish. Amen. Which category are you? Godly or ungodly? You say you are a new man. You are a church goer. You fast, pray. You are number one in giving tithe. Oh, you are so hospitable, loving, kind, merciful. However, examine yourself. Is there anything that will hinder your appearance in glory when Christ Jesus appears? Is there anything? Don't answer me. Answer yourself. And then, if it is no, praise the Lord. Continue that way and try to grow more in the Lord. And help others, counsel others. But if the answer is yes, there are some things which can hinder, which is not a sign of a new man, but the old man, all that you have to do is humble yourself before the Lord. Ask the Lord to fill you with his power and wisdom, and ask him to remove that from your life so that you can be an effective tool for the kingdom of God. You can be an effective vessel for the kingdom of the Lord. May the name of the Lord be glorified, and may this word work in your heart. May these words which God has given bring 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold fruit in your life, and be a blessing to the church and to your city, to the state, to the country, and the globe all the days of your life, effectively working for the glory of the Lord, doing everything for God's glory, not unto men, but for the glory of the Lord. May the name of the Lord God be glorified. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.